Welcome to our continuation of the Freedom Series. In the topics for the week, we learned that deliverance is the children's bread. We also learned how to please God and be blessed every day of our lives by loving people who God loves. Today, I will be speaking on blessing our enemies. Yes, you heard right. Blessing our enemies. It's a hard thing, right? When somebody do evil against you, you want to see evil return to that person. Not true? Well, let's hear what the word of God says. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 44 to 45, God is saying to us that we should bless our enemies. We should do good to them who do us wickedly, or treat us wickedly, or say evil things about us. Now, have you ever wondered why God says to us that we should bless our enemies? Think about it for a second. Life and death is in the power of our tongue. As believers, the power, meaning what we speak from our mouth, has power. God has given us that power. And therefore, we can either speak life or we can speak death. Now, here is where it gets interesting. Proverbs 18 verse 21 tells us that this life and death is in the power of the tongue. But not only that, he says that we will eat the fruit thereof. So whatever it is that we speak, whether it be blessings or it be curses, then we will partake of that fruit that comes from our mouth. Now, can you see why it is so important that we bless our enemies and why God says that we should bless our enemies? Because here it is, it is a law, and God does not break his laws. If we break his laws, then a transgression of the law bring about curses, and therefore we don't want to be cursing ourselves. So in cursing our enemies, we in turn curse ourselves. So God is saying to us, bless your enemies. So in blessing your enemies, you automatically bless yourselves. And remember, you can read that in Proverbs 18:21. Don't take my word for it. Take God's word for it. Now, our obedience to God is to do good and not evil. He says to us that we overcome evil by doing good. How do we prove that we are sons and daughters of the Most High God? How do we prove it? Think about it for a minute. How do we prove that we are truly sons and daughters of the Most High God? By doing good. Look at it this way. God is just. God is merciful. God falls the rain on the just and the unjust. God did not say, all right then, I'm going to fall the rain only on the righteous and let the wicked go about his business, let the wicked perish. No. God fall the rain on the just and on the unjust. He's leading us by example. He's showing us that to be true sons and daughters of God, we must bless our enemies. Right? Now, in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 30 and also Deuteronomy 32 verse 35, the Lord says that vengeance is mine, I will repay. God says he will repay. Leave it unto God. It is not our duty to curse anybody. We don't have that right to curse anybody. We don't know the future. We don't know how a person might change. And besides, remember this, that we were once infidels. We were once sinners just the same. And God, in his mercy, forgave us. We were once enemies of God, you know. The word of God says we were born and shaped in iniquity. So once we came here on this earth because of one man, Adam, who had sinned, we automatically picked up that. Right? So, we were once enemies of God. So, therefore, we don't have any right to revenge anybody. You don't have any right to curse anyone, because God has forgiven us. We are believers. God has forgiven us, and therefore we must also forgive others. He says that if we don't forgive others, then he cannot forgive us. And you know how important it is for God to forgive us. I am not saying to you that you should befriend your enemy, because some persons really has dealt with us in some ways. What I'm saying to you, to be a son or a daughter of God, we must do what God says. In Psalm 1 verse 1, it says we're not to associate ourselves with wicked people. We're not to associate ourselves with the enemy. But for the sake of our relationship with God, then we must bless them and not curse them. We must speak, even to speak good of them, we should do that. Speak good of them. Do not speak evil of them. Speak good of them. Bless them in prayer. When you're praying, intercede on their behalf. The word of God says we should feed them if they are hungry. Not because they did us something wrong. Then when they come to us hungry, we pass them by. No, do not pass them by. If they are hungry, give them something to eat. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. Yes, brothers and sisters, I know it is hard, but God's grace is sufficient for us to help us. Right? Another thing, if you don't have anything good to say, please keep quiet. Because the words that you say, remember I started out by saying that life and death is in the power of the tongue. So if you do not have anything good to say, please keep quiet. So don't be saying that your enemy should die. Or don't be saying that they should get sick. No. The word of God tells us in Ephesians 6:12 that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We wrestle not against people, brothers and sisters. We wrestle against principalities and power. We wrestle against spiritual wickedness in high places. We wrestle against spirits. All of these are spiritual warfare. And as Christians, we automatically enroll as soldiers in spiritual warfare. So here's what we can do for our enemies. Pray against the spirit that is influencing them. So it may be a jealous spirit. Pray against that spirit. Rebuke that spirit. Do not wish for your enemies to die, because they are people. But God says to bless them. And I am not condoning evil either. I am not condoning somebody doing wickedness to another person or telling lies on another person. No, I am not condoning the behavior at all, because sin is sin. But what I'm saying is, brothers and sisters, remember this is a freedom series. How do we free ourselves? How do we free ourselves? By not speaking evil, because we will be rewarded based on the evil that we speak. So I'm saying, bless your enemy, speak good, because that same good will come back to us, because it's what we speak that take root and come back to us. Now, whose side are you on? Are you on the Lord's side? Yes or no? We, as believers, we ought to be on the Lord's side. Now, in John 3:16, it says that God so loved the world. Remember, you know, the wicked world, the wicked people are the enemies that we call them. That he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, and we know it very well, he said, whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. Now, if you should pray for this enemy and this enemy gets saved, why are you unhappy about it? Because God did not revenge the person as how you would want it. Remember, I told you before that God falls the rain on the just and the unjust. Right? So if they choose to repent, that is good for them. You should be happy because you are on the side of Jesus Christ, right? God don't want to see the soul go down to hell. He don't want to see the soul perish. So it is the same thing for us. We should have a passion for souls. So therefore, if the enemy gets saved, that is wonderful. In fact, you should be rejoicing and thanking God. Right? If they do not repent, then so be it. God will allow the justice for you. Because many times in his word, God stood up for his people. And God rewarded the wickedness to the wicked. But it's not up to us to take it in our hands. Now listen to this scripture in Proverbs 24 verse 17 and 18. He says that we should not rejoice even when God is inflicting the justice on our so-called enemies. We should not rejoice, because if God sees us rejoicing, he may just turn back his justice and have mercy on that enemy. And that is found in Proverbs 24 verses 17 and 18. Bless the Lord. If you have questions, do not hesitate to contact us at revelation13verse9.com. Visit the website. There are a lot more insights and revelationary word that you can receive. Bless the Lord again, brothers and sisters. And remember, bless your enemies. Amen.